Welcome to I Need a Minute, a podcast made for mamas. Hey, hey, welcome to the very first episode of I Need a Minute. I'm Michelle, and if you've ever thought to yourself, I just need a minute, then you are 100% in the right place. Look, motherhood is beautiful, it's rewarding, and yes, I love my kids, but it's also exhausting, overwhelming, and sometimes I just need a break. And I know I'm not alone. So I started this podcast as a place where we can get real, share the chaos, and remind ourselves that we're not failing, we're just human. This podcast is going to be a mix of real talk, mom confessions, and those I thought it was just me moments. We'll talk about everything from trying to fit a workout in, to the mental load of keeping everyone alive, to why some days the only goal is survival. Sometimes it'll be short and sweet, like a deep breath before diving back in. Other times, we'll go deeper and really unpack what it means to be a mom, a woman, and a person who just needs a minute. It doesn't matter if you're a new mom, a seasoned pro, a working mom, stay-at-home mom, hell, even if you're not even a mom, but just dealing with life, there's something about needing a minute that hits home for all of us. This is our space to laugh, vent, and maybe even find some ways to make those minutes happen more often. So if you're ready to ditch the mom guilt, embrace the chaos, and take a moment for you, stick around. I promise this will be a space where you feel seen, understood, and hopefully a little less alone in the madness. If that sounds like something you need in your life, please hit subscribe and let's do this together. And if you've ever had one of those I need a minute moments, tell me about it. Message me on Instagram at Michelle Wheeler or leave a review sharing your funniest or most real I Need a Minute stories. I might even share a few in upcoming episodes. I can't wait to dive into this together. All right, so I'm gonna share a little bit of knowledge or inspiration, I guess. If you are a first-time mom, this is definitely something that I had a really, really hard time with after having my daughter. And it's something that I'm choosing to embrace this go around. Now, I'm not perfect. There are definitely weeks where I will admit I get in my own head. I feel more resentment. And I don't want to say a woe is me moment, but there's definitely times where I just feel so overwhelmed, like I need a minute and I can't get one. But one thing that I have noticed is that I've got a great support system around me. It really does take a village. I have a wonderful husband who will always support me in wanting to better myself. We are both really into health and fitness, being outside, getting morning sunlight, things like that. And having solo time as well as time together. I think that's super important. And so this postpartum, I knew after going through it previously with my daughter, I knew that I was very anxious. I knew that if I didn't do certain things, I would kind of have a tendency to stay in these ruts or these patterns that were very negative, sometimes dark. And so this time I wrote myself little reminders of if you're feeling like this, do this. And I think that's super, super helpful. And I actually just had a conversation with a new mom. She was just a couple weeks postpartum and she kept asking like, when does it get better? When did you start feeling yourself? And to be honest, I don't know that you ever feel like the original you because you just went through this whole life-changing event, but you do feel happier. You feel whole. You feel better, but there's no like cookie cutter pattern or like exact rule of when you're gonna feel your best. And everybody goes through postpartum completely different, okay? It was drastically different between my son and my daughter, but I think my second time around, I knew what to expect. And so just don't blame yourself or don't feel like you are failing or you're different. Everybody is going to handle it completely different, okay? So just don't beat yourself up about it. But remind yourself of the people that are around you. And if you don't feel like you have somebody that gets you, that's what we're here for, okay? Reach out. I want this to be a big community that it feels like a giant hug. It's super relatable. These are your people. We are not going to pass judgment. Everybody's been there. Everybody's felt low at some point. And so we do enough damage with the mom guilt and feeling like we're not doing enough. We don't need to do any more of that. So one thing that I really prioritized during my second postpartum was scheduling time to myself. And this has looked different depending on where I'm at in my postpartum phase, whether I was able to work out or the weather, like so many different factors played into this. However, nothing changed with my scheduling. And this was every single Sunday, I would sit down and I would look at our calendar. I'd look at our family calendar, our business calendar. My husband and I own a business and work together. I also have a fitness studio on the side. So I literally will write out everything that needs to be done that week. I will go in and I will schedule it. And no matter what the week looked like, I would always schedule 3 30-minute appointments with myself. And this could be me putting some 90s music on, my sunglasses, and going to get a cup of coffee by myself. This could be movement or going for a walk. This could be going into the sauna. It didn't matter what it was, but I was holding myself to that appointment like it was a doctor's appointment for my baby or a business meeting, something that I would not cancel. And that has been so instrumental in the way I feel this postpartum versus my first time. The first time I felt like I had to do it all. I didn't need to spend time on myself. That was selfish. It was everything about my baby, my family, the house. Like I had to pour every ounce of energy and love into everyone else but myself. And that is where we get it wrong. We are the ones that need the love, the support, the reminders, those feel-good moments. If we prioritize our mental and physical health and take care of ourselves, we can take care of so much more in our world. And we are superheroes. Look at what our body does. Look at how much we can balance. Whether you have a supportive partner or not, you typically do about 90% of the parenting, the homework, the home care, the cleaning, the cooking. And I love that. I'm by no means trying to complain, but it just naturally falls on the mother to do more. And so why not invest in ourselves? And I have known that if I take those 30 minutes and I'm leaving the guilt at the door and I just allow myself to be, it could be even like going upstairs and closing my eyes and just resting or doing some breathing, whatever it is. Those are your 30 minutes. Nobody needs to pass judgment on what you use those 30 minutes for, but just take the time, prioritize yourself and schedule that. And I promise you, it is going to be a game changer in your family dynamics, the way you parent, the way you just show up for anything. And so if that is one piece of advice I could give for a new mom or somebody who is in the trenches going through it, start doing this. And you don't even need to spend money. If you're conscious about your budget or whatever, it could honestly be a walk. It could be calling a girlfriend, but 30 minutes that are uninterrupted. And I typically will do this when I know other people's schedules aren't going to come into effect. That way I don't have to worry about things changing and feeling guilty like for taking myself away from those moments. I still will schedule the time. So do what you need to do on the scheduling front, but promise me you will give this a shot. So that is my little tidbit for week one. I cannot wait to continue to talk with you and to get to know you guys all and to just share the relatable shit that we're all going through. So I am very, very happy you're here. If you found this relatable at all, please like and subscribe. It means the world to me. I am honestly just doing this because I would like a podcast that is relatable and I can just feel that sense of connection. So if you found this at all entertaining or if any part of it resonated with you, I hope you'll follow along and I can't wait to talk with you again.